It's Trump's Trials from NPR. I'm Miles Parks.
This is a persecution.
He actually just stormed out of the courtroom.
Innocent until proven guilty in a court of law.
Today was the start of former President Donald Trump's hush money trial. Trump is facing 34 felony counts for allegedly falsifying business records related to payments he made to adult film star Stormy Daniels. Step one in the trial process, jury selection. Hundreds of New Yorkers filed into the Manhattan courthouse today, waiting for hours to be sworn in and questioned. The goal? To find 12 impartial jurors, plus alternates, to sit for a six-week trial. Judge Juan Marchand opened jury selection by asking a group of 96 people if they could be fair and impartial. More than half said they could not, and they were excused. It just goes to show you how big of a challenge this is all going to be. Stick around, and when we come back, we'll hear from our reporter in the courtroom.
Support for NPR and the following message come from Rosetta Stone, the perfect app to achieve your language learning goals no matter how busy your schedule gets. It's designed to maximize study time with immersive 10-minute lessons and audio practice for your commute. Plus, tailor your learning plan for specific objectives like travel. Get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off and unlimited access to 25 language courses. Learn more at rosettastone.com/NPR.
It's Trump's trials. Elsa Chang spoke with Andrea Bernstein outside the Manhattan courthouse.
So I saw that Trump appeared in court today. He took his seat at the defense table. I mean, what was that like to watch?
So that image has by now become commonplace. But Trump's stature as a criminal defendant on trial was really thrown into relief when Judge Juan Marchand told him, quote, "You have the right to be present during the trial, but you can lose that right if you disrupt the proceedings in any way. The court permits me to expel you and send you to jail." Judge Marchand then asked Trump if this and two other conditions, and Trump said quietly, "Yes." That was basically all he said in court today. And just to underline this, Trump won't be out on the campaign trail during the day on trial days. He'll be here in this kind of dingy courthouse in Lower Manhattan, listening to testimony about his alleged illegal effort to alter the outcome of the 2016 campaign by suppressing information about an extramarital sexual encounter. At the end of the day, today, the judge told Trump he can't attend Supreme Court arguments next week in another case, because he is a criminal defendant here.
Right. Okay, so jury selection started today. How did that go?
So though the case was called for 9:30 in the morning, the first group of 96 potential jurors didn't even get through security and sworn in until about 2:30 this afternoon. When some of the jurors entered the courtroom, they seemed to be craning their necks to get a look at Trump. The questioning began with Judge Marchand asking the jurors if they could not be fair and impartial. More than half said they could not and were excused. Nine others said they couldn't serve for other reasons, leaving just a third of the initial group. Then jurors were asked questions about their lives and to say if they'd worked for or against Trump. Only nine jurors got through that initial vetting before a court was adjourned. They will be questioned further.
Okay, so if jury selection didn't happen until well into the afternoon, what happened in the morning? Curious.
So the two sides argued about what evidence could be introduced, and it was actually pretty enlightening. Quite a bit of information came to light about the case that the DA intends to present. Basically, the action takes place beginning in October of 2016. The Washington Post was getting ready to release the Access Hollywood tape, where Trump says he likes to grab women by the genitals. Trump's team called this, you probably remember, locker room talk. But we learned today the DA has internal Trump campaign emails that show a rising panic. And this is when Stormy Daniels begins to make noises about telling her story publicly. Assistant District Attorney Josh Steinglass said today Daniels was, quote, living proof the defendant wasn't all talk.
Well, you know, Andrea, in the last two Trump trials, I know that Trump had a bit of a hard time keeping quiet in the courtroom. I'm just wondering, how was he today?
He was mostly quiet, but there was also a great deal of discussion about intimidation of witnesses outside the courtroom, starting when he called Michael Cohen rat about 5 years ago and up into today when Trump reposted a New York Post story calling Cohen, quote, a serial perjurer. The Day alleged, actually, that Trump had violated his gag order 3 times by disparaging witnesses, and it wants a $1,000 fine for each incident. The judge said he'll hold a hearing on that next week, and the trial is expected to last probably until June.
That is NPR's Andrea Bernstein. Thank you, Andrea.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to Trump's Trials from NPR. Keep an eye out for more episodes on what's happening inside the courtroom. And if you want to hear more about the Hush Money case specifically, check out this feed and our most recent episodes. I'm Miles Parks.
This message comes from Schwab. With Schwab investing themes, it's easy to invest in ideas you believe in, like online music and videos, artificial intelligence, electric vehicles, and more. Schwab's research uncovers emerging trends, then their technology curates relevant stocks into over 40 themes to choose from. Schwab investing themes is not intended to be investment advice or a recommendation of any stock or investment strategy. Visit schwab.com/thematic investing.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Rosetta Stone, an expert in language learning for 30 years. Right now, NPR listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership to 25 different languages for 50% off. Learn more at rosettastone.com/NPR.
This is my voice. I can tell you a lot about me, and I'm not changing it for anyone. In NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, you'll find a collection of NPR episodes centered on Black experiences. Search NPR Black Stories, Black Truths wherever you get your podcasts.